bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks.
Oh my gosh, what a week. I tell you, I sit here Thursday morning, so the day you're actually able to listen to this podcast doing these voiceovers. It was a crazy week. Leanne and I had a wedding this weekend. And then we actually, you'll hear a little bit later, we recorded on Sunday night. And it is by far, her and I both agree, the worst recording that will ever appear on this podcast. Well, I wouldn't say ever because we don't know what the future holds. But yes, I would say it's still going to be one of the worst that you'll ever hear. It was pretty painful. We tried a podcast at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. I was reluctant at first to say yes. And then I did, and then disaster ensued. So I'll give you a taste of that in a little bit here. You know, Tuesday night, and things have just got busy with work. And I don't mean to make it sound like I'm making excuses at all, because I'm not. Because here I sit Thursday morning, the day of, so I can quick do this before a morning meeting and get this out to you lovely people. Tuesday night, I had an event for work, kind of at that time of year where closing is coming up, and so there's a lot more events coming up as well. And then actually last night, so Wednesday night, I ended up going to the hospital. So I had to leave my staff meeting early, once our leadership and our student staff get together. So my leadership kind of took over there, and I dipped out so I could head to the emergency room. Just for some back stuff that I've been having that's been going on for a while, getting progressively worse. And so then last night I got home, I took some muscle relaxers that they gave me, and went straight to bed. So, yeah, it's been a great week. I'm hopeful, though, that these muscle relaxers are going to help. I do feel a little bit better already. So we'll see. See what happens. Don't forget, next week, the 10th. Yeah, the 10th already of May. I will be doing a Facebook and Instagram live Trent Speaks podcast. Leanne was mad because she goes, of course you do it while I'm in class. So make sure that you follow me on Instagram at Trent Speaks. Or if you're my Facebook friend, obviously you know how to use that. But yeah, we'll be kind of hanging out. Again, hopefully other people will join. I'll answer any questions. We'll just talk about whatever comes up. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, as always, feel free to reach out to me. Always looking for guests. I do have some in mind. I haven't reached out quite yet, but they will be coming up. I will be doing that in the next few weeks here. All right, why don't we just get into a disaster of the podcast this week, and let's roll it. And here we are, yet again, another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. What?
Let's start over.
Why?
Because I wasn't ready.
You're not supposed to be ready.
Start it over.
No, I'm not starting it over. Well, how am I supposed to do an introduction when you pipe up in the background?
Can you massage my foot?
Leanne's not even sitting close to the microphone. Earlier she was laying in the bed and she said, maybe I'll just yell. She goes, can't you do it over here? I'll just yell. So who really knows what she's doing? But she's here again, back by, originally what I was going to say was back by popular demand.
Yeah.
Because so many people
said,
they didn't say love you. So many people said that that was one of their favorite podcasts, at least at that point in time. So I'm sure that there have been others that have outdone you since then. You didn't really have much competition prior to. What are you doing? What are you recording for?
The same reason you're recording.
Well, get that light out of my eyes. We both have our hot chocolate as we're sitting recording tonight. What?
Keep going.
We both have our hot chocolate as we're sitting recording tonight. One of us has rum chata, the other doesn't. I'll let you take a gander at who has what.
And the reason why. But don't get too excited.
Yeah, I mean, you got... You're more likely to get the reason why and who it is after you said the reason why. Gosh, it is 9 o'clock on Sunday night of the week this is going to be posted.
Why don't you just say the date?
The date doesn't matter.
I'm confused.
Leanne and I had a wedding this weekend, so that was a lot of fun. That's why Leanne's here. And then Saturday morning, we went for what is on your face?
A sunburn.
Oh. Leanne has a huge white mark on her face from, I'm assuming, what was sunglasses. And she sat out in the sun most of today. Anyway, before Leanne... I already said that. You're not even sitting close enough, by the way. But anyway, on Saturday, we went for a test drive of a new vehicle. And so that's pretty exciting. Leanne said that then I can drive everywhere and I'll be her chauffeur, basically. But yeah, as we were walking around today and Leanne was talking about my next podcast idea or asking what I should do. So to give her credit, as I was said to do, as she lifts her hand and starts like, praise Jesus over here or something, was talking about goals. I thought you were going to chime in.
Oh, was that my cue? Did I miss it?
Well.
Yeah, goals.
I don't know if it's the time of night. She said to me a few minutes ago, oh, we never podcasted. Did you still want a podcast? And I was like, yeah. But I'm also just like very tired right now.
Yeah, I am too. I studied all day.
All right. Well, I did a lot more than you.
You slept.
I didn't sleep. I watched The Impractical Jokers,
one of
the best shows there is, if not the best.
If not the most exhausting task.
And then I also had to clean my car today.
Which is even more daunting of a task.
Well, I had to clean my car because, long story short, I have an inspection tomorrow for my car, but... Again, long story short, it may not even matter, this inspection. So we'll just kind of...
What was the longer
see what part happens. Of the story? Well, the longer... If I wanted to explain the longer part of the story, I would have explained the longer part of the story in the first place.
Yeah, I like the shorter version better.
What were we going to talk about with goals? See, I don't remember. My brain feels like mush right now.
We should,
You should probably get a little bit closer.
Okay. Excuse me, can you hear me? Am I close enough?
It reminds me of Toy Story when he's like, hey, up there on the shelf, can you hear me?
But how do you know?
My mom loves that scene. It's my mom's favorite scene in Toy Story.
Okay, so goals.
Hey, you up there on the shelf, can you hear me? You should probably get, like, closer to the mic.
Like this close?
People are probably freaking out right now.
So, goals.
You want to try and get this into, like, the yellow. Don't spike like you like did this? Last time.
No. Like that?
No. Not that high.
How come it says Trent overlay, but there is no Leanne overlay?
It's just what the track is called. I can retitle it later if that's what you want.
All right, how's my audio?
Just get a little bit closer.
Okay, so we were talking about a topic for this podcast, and I thought goals would be a good one. Like, where do goals come from? Why do we have goals? What keeps us going toward our goals? These are all the questions that I asked that I'm waiting for your answer.
Oh, I thought you were going to answer these and maybe they were rhetorical.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask myself the question and then answer for myself. You're supposed to interview me.
All right. Talk to me about goals.
That was just a statement.
Well, don't tell me I'm supposed to interview you and then be like, "Mer," not say anything. Well, I guess one of the things that I was thinking about when the topic of goals got brought up was how, for me, like, I have, why do you keep turning your head? I have all these goals in terms of, like, what I want to do after I'm done as a hall director next year. Or what I want to do.
Career goals.
Yeah, career goals. But, like, goals for speaking and things I want to get accomplished. And more so focused on that, which obviously is part of this podcast, too. But one thing that I haven't been able to invest in yet, but I'd like to invest in, is a whiteboard to put up on my wall and to be able to write up there different goals or different just sayings or things I've talked with my mentor Blake about that I can write on my whiteboard and are just there for me to see each and every day. That would also help me with accountability, which I know I've talked a couple weeks ago in the Where's Your Energy podcast about self-accountability and everything and how hard that can be sometimes, but how necessary it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that even shows tonight. I was feeling so tired, and it's not that I don't want to podcast because I enjoy podcasting, and see, now that I'm going, I'm awake and I'm going, but it was just the motivation of actually getting everything set up and having to sit up and not being able to sleep.
See, I think you
you need to get closer. I
have a solution for you that I found.
I'm gonna turn this up.
That I found within our Christmas decoration bin that you asked me to organize today.
Yesterday.
I found a whiteboard.
Yeah, it's a calendar though.
But you can look past the calendar and grab a dry erase marker and write down your goals. Yeah. But I think that's really great that you have a vision.
Don't mind me just taking an antibiotic.
I think that's great that you have a vision that you want to visualize on something. Whereas other people, it works differently. Like me, I see it all up here.
When you have goals for working out.
Yeah, I know. And that's a, I don't know how I organize that. I just make it a priority now.
Well, I also, like, have a goal to get a new car right now. And so I know I'm going to have to set new goals in terms of, like, a budget, for example, of what I can spend or what I can't spend and being a lot more strict with my money. So I think that there's also a variety of goals or things mm-hmm. that you could look at as goals.
Yeah. So, a question for you, Trent. What sort of goals do you have in regards to your health?
Funny you should mention this. I was about to take a drink of this.
This has been a big
rum chocolate
thing that has been pretty debilitating for you.
What would you call this? A rum chocolate? A hot chata? Ooh, I like that, a hot chata. I will say, being out, this makes me sound like an alcoholic. Being outside earlier sure was nice to finally enjoy a beer on my patio. This is where you chime in. It was nice to be outside today.
Yeah, it was.
You don't care.
I got a sunburn.
All right, talking about health. Here's the deal, people. If you need any health advice,
don't ask Trent.
Right. I mean, don't really ask Leanne either. She can give you some tips or guidance, but here's the deal. Last week, Sunday night into Monday morning, I wake up in the middle of the night with this this pain in my hand. Like, my hand is killing me. On Monday, I wake up and there's this red spot, and it was hurting. It stopped touching me. And so a couple days go by, and the pain gets worse and everything. And again, I wake up two nights later in the middle of the night with the pain in my hands. So I said, okay. And this isn't like me at all. So she should be proud of me, though she really isn't. I was like, all right, I have to do something. Oh, by the way, so like Sunday night, I woke up in the middle of the night. Was up. Fell back to sleep.
Didn't we just hear Monday this?
Night? Hold on. Monday night, I wake up at 1:30 a.m. I took a nap at like 7 o'clock until like 8:30 a.m. And then I was up the whole rest of the day. Tuesday night, again, I wake up.
We don't need your sleep pattern. Get hold to on. The point.
I'm getting to the point about my hand. I wake up with the pain in my hand radiating. And I don't sleep. So three nights in a row, I don't sleep very well. And it was infuriating. And so I said, okay, I need to go to the walk-in clinic.
To talk about your sleep?
No, my hand.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about my hand.
Just to clarify, because I think that was a built up on sleep deprivation. So,
oh, you interrupted the story. So on Sunday night, I woke up in the middle.
I can't.
All right. So really, on Wednesday.
Where are you going with this?
On Wednesday, I went into the walk-in clinic.
Mistake.
Wednesday is my biggest day already, so it was super busy, but I found time to go. So she should be proud of me, but she's not, and here's why. Because I said to a lady multiple times, just like you've heard about my sleeping stuff and how much pain there was in my hand. And I tell you, it doesn't take a fool to realize how clueless this lady was. Because she even spoke the words to me, I don't know what it is. And yet, according to Leanne, I am still naive and stupid enough to believe that what happened next was the ultimate cure for all my problems.
So tell me, what did she do for
you? I'm glad that you asked, Leanne. She gave me an antibiotic.
Wrong.
And
big no-no.
And gave me a referral to an orthopedic. So the orthopedic called me on Thursday afternoon, and I didn't answer, nor do I have any intention of calling them back. Now, where the debate's coming in is between Leanne and I and this antibiotic. I've been taking this antibiotic twice a day since Wednesday evening.
I'm sorry, do you have an infection?
And my hand doesn't hurt as much anymore.
Is there some sort of infectious process
going on? Well, the color thing is still there. It's still a little bit hard for some reason, but the pain isn't there anymore.
Do you know what the purpose an antibiotic serves for?
And this is this week's learning opportunity with student nurse Leanne.
Antibiotics are only used to treat bacterial infections.
Last time we learned about artifact.
An efficient doctor or clinical practitioner.
Now we're learning about antibiotics.
Would only prescribe an antibiotic if they happen to take a culture of the infection. You have no infection. Therefore, you should not be prescribed an antibiotic. Antibiotics are overly prescribed. And this is a big problem because this brings up the issue of antibiotic resistance.
Oh, let's talk about antibiotic resistance. Because what day was that we FaceTimed? Thursday?
I don't know.
Thursday morning?
I lose track.
Leanne and I were talking, and I had already, it was Thursday morning because I had already taken two pills of my antibiotic. Again, I have to take it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. So
for
I took one Wednesday night, took one Thursday morning.
Leanne, makes sense.
Leanne, who's telling the story? So I'm FaceTiming Leanne, and she's going on and on about how that was stupid for me to even start taking the antibiotic, but now I can't stop taking the antibiotic because I've already started.
And you're
So I ask Leanne.
You always take your antibiotic all the way through.
I ask Leanne.
You have an infection.
I ask Leanne. Leanne, if you were me, what would you do right now?
Would you to the walk-in clinic in the first place.
Would you, A, stop taking the pills, because I've only taken two, or B, now do I have to finish out this 10-day dose
of pills?
Or C,
I would never have taken it at all.
And before she even spoke a word, but after she opened her mouth, I said to her, and don't say I would have never started taking it in the first place, because that's not an answer anymore. And it's no longer an option.
It's
and
a
then
judgment
she
call, Trent.
Busted out laughing because she knew that I knew exactly what she was about to say.
Because you knew I was right.
No, that wasn't it. Was not it.
All right. So what is where are we going with this?
I don't really know. It didn't relate to goals at all.
Back to goals. I asked you a question. You just started rambling about your hand and sleep deprivation, and I don't even know what. What are your goals in regards to your health?
Well, I've already reduced my sugar intake. Believe it or not, I have.
What are you drinking right now?
Alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
Well, which also contains sugar.
No. The packet of rum chata that I have says just...
Is all
just,
sugar.
No, it says contains rum. Is rum sugar? No. Rum's rum. Alcohol. Yum. Rum. Yum.
All right, so what sort of goals do you have in regards to your health?
Ark, I'm a pirate. Where's all the rum? It's in my hot cocoa.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you, my goals are to eat healthier.
And what sort of measures have you taken to get to that
Sometimes
goal?
I buy fruit. Once, twice I bought potatoes.
We're not going to get into that because I'm too appalled.
Long story short.
We found the reason for the housefly issue.
I know what rotting potatoes smells like now. I also know what it looks like, unfortunately.
Fruit flies, not houseflies. All right. What are some other goals?
They can probably hear me drinking.
What are some other goals that you have, Trent?
Sometimes I think they can hear my heavy breathing.
Clearly, you're not getting into, like, actual concrete health goals.
Well, when we live together, I'll have healthier goals.
Why can't you when we live apart? What's preventing you from that?
No one's here to help me cook or help me shop.
But
so you're just going to kind of trust yourself.
I thought you said that you were independent.
I am.
Oh. Okay.
I'm independently wealthy. After nearly 30 seconds of silence and staring at each other, we finally decided to start talking again.
We didn't even have a good discussion about goals. You're just being...
What are we trying to talk about?
I don't know. You're not even being serious. You're just...
Yeah, I am.
Let's talk about goals.
What about them? I already talked about them.
I don't know.
Earlier, Leanne wanted to get, when we were talking about goals, she mentioned something about the history of goals.
Oh, yeah.
I told her we're not, we can't really get into the history of goals. I don't know how you would get into the history of goals. This isn't a research podcast.
Sorry, I'm just very immersed in research right now.
If you would like to learn the history of goals, go to your local Google and please type in history of goals. Though you'd have to be careful. You wouldn't want to find, like, history of soccer goals or field goals or anything like that.
But I think what it ultimately comes down to is what motivates and drives behavior, you know?
This is like psychologist Leanne talking now. So you can tell there's varying levels of Leanne. You have the medical Leanne. You have psychological Leanne. And then you just have crazy Leanne who's creating like a bee's nest with her hair right now. Who I think is just impatient sometimes and doesn't know what to do with herself.
Yeah. Because this isn't going anywhere. Keep talking.
Yeah, I'm yawning too, so I think that's time to cut it for this week.
Good consistency to this podcast.
There's not supposed to be.
I didn't gain anything.
I gained that you shouldn't take antibiotics unless consulted with Leanne.
No. That's not right. That wasn't the purpose of my rant.
The purpose of the rant was goals of antibiotic inflammation. Resistance, not inflammation. All right. We're going to shut up. We're going to stop rambling. Leanne, what do you want to leave the people with for this week?
I'd like to tell them that I'm sorry that you had to listen to this podcast, and hopefully you gained something from this nonsense talk.
This is what you get for listening to us at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Maybe next time.
Well, they might not be listening at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, but that's what we get for recording it at that point in time.
Maybe next time we'll have
more liquor.
No. A better script for this non-scripted podcast.
That's really interesting because listening back to the podcast we did last time, you said
it's unscripted.
Oh, I don't need a script. I don't need no notes.
I know.
I don't need structure.
I felt like this podcast had the potential to be really great. But instead, it was just rambling about your hand and not sleeping.
It wasn't rambling. It was a well-crafted story.
Mm.
Well, if you have more to add, add it.
Well, ask me some stuff.
Talk to me about your goals.
What type of goals? There's lots of different
goals. All of them.
I want you to narrow down so I can stay focused rather than rambling, going on a tangent.
People can barely hear you.
Oh, they can hear me. Turn the volume up.
No, because then you keep spiking it.
So ask me about particular things.
You have a health doctor right now.
Yeah, I got a coach.
Talk about that. Talk about how you're on day like 97 of 80 for your health kick.
So, it's all about balance. And this weekend I took a little well-deserved break that I plan on getting back on track with this week.
Balance, we talked about that last week with Jenna.
Exactly. I was referring to that.
You should say that then in the future.
So,
it's like a plug for
this 80-day
self-plug.
Wellness challenge, and I'm
on... You're not even looking at the microphone. This
I'm on day 60 right now. However, I missed 2 days during the weekend, and that's okay, as long as you still continue to keep your goals in mind, you know, you can take a little break here and there, but I plan on making it up this week. And at this point, I'm too far into this wellness challenge to, get off track of my goals. Really... It's just holding me accountable. Oh, look, I'm making references to other things.
Stop playing with drawers.
It's holding myself accountable, and I'm just making myself prioritize things a little bit better. I can say that it's quite challenging when you go to school full time and you work part time. And I think your health also is like having a second part-time job. I mean, I guess it all depends on how people choose to view it. Now what?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have anything else.
We're not going to talk about the goals anymore.
You can talk about goals. This is your podcast.
Oh.
You don't have anything else.
I do well with questions.
Interesting, because last time you didn't want any structure, so that's how we came into this, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just end it.
All right.
If you're still listening, I have two things. Number one, why? And number two, I applaud you for being able to make it through such a brutal podcast with my wife and me. Mostly my wife. Cool. So that's all. That's honestly all I've got for this week for you. Again, next week will be the live Trent Speaks podcast. I'm pretty excited. Maybe we'll make that a regular thing depending on how it goes. We'll check it out. We'll see. And there's one thing I want to leave you with this week. I just saw this on a friend's Instagram, actually. It's not work if you love it. I thought that was good. And it made me think about how, you know, like, if you like what you do, you'll never actually work a day in your life. I think that's just another take on it, is if it's not work, you love it. Have a great week, everyone.